Hello, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris. We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an extraordinary sex life.
Woo!
You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com, where you'll also find a complete archive of podcast episodes, 120 and counting. While you're there, please do get on our free newsletter list so you can get a weekly dose of erotic inspiration delivered straight to your inbox. And when you're ready to master new erotic skills, check out our online courses. They're designed to teach you everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking and more. Check them all out at pleasuremechanics.com and use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about an issue that affects pretty much every man and every woman who has sex with men at some point in their lives. And this is an issue that gets in the way, interrupts sex lives, causes a lot of shame and anxiety, and we're going to give you some strategies to help you move through it. We're going to be talking about performance anxiety.
Dun, 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 dun.
We need anxious music in the background. Yeah. So performance anxiety needs to be differentiated right at the start from erectile dysfunction. Medical erectile dysfunction is a physiological issue where the penis does not get fully hard. And a lot of guys confuse this with performance anxiety, which is not having erections when you want them during intimacy. And you can tell the difference by checking in with your body and noticing if you ever have full erections. Do you get hard in the morning? Do you get hard when you masturbate? If you ever get full functioning erections, then your equipment is working. The blood is getting into the penis and you're probably physiologically okay. If your erections ever stop happening in all contexts, meaning you're not getting erections in the morning, during masturbation, during lovemaking, then it's time to go see a doctor. The erection is what they call the dipstick to the cardiovascular system and can also tip you off to hormonal issues that are happening. So the point here is if you are lacking erections in all arenas of your life, it is worth checking in with your doctor to make sure you're physiologically okay, to make sure your system is working. But if you are just experiencing erections coming and going too often or losing your erections when you want them during sex with your partner, you are probably in the realm of performance anxiety.
And this is an extremely common experience for many men. So know that you are not alone and there are things you can do. So feel the hope. We're going to talk about them and you can change your relationship to your penis.
I think this is more an issue of our culture's relationship to the erection rather than individual problems. And this is a theme that we encounter so much, is that what people experience as an individual problem and have a lot of shame about are actually patterns that happen in our culture because of our messed up relationship to sexuality in general. And I think this is where a lot of guys get cut short in how we think about erections, how we talk about erections, how erections are portrayed in pornography. And this puts a lot of pressure on guys, and that pressure is just one of the factors that gets in their way of enjoying sexual intimacy with their partner. So let's break this down a bit.
The first thing you want to look at if you're experiencing any level of performance anxiety is to look at your sexual past and notice, did anyone ridicule you or tease you? Is there any moment that was really hurtful and affected your sexual confidence?
Ghosts from your sexual past.
And you have to exorcise these demons from your sexual reality.
We talk to a lot of people who have issues with sex in the current moment, and when we start really talking to them, they are hearing voices from the past. Say a girlfriend ridiculed you because you lost your erection during sex, and her voice might still be in your head. You might be hearing this idea that, oh, I'm never going to get hard and stay hard. Oh, I came too quickly. Oh, that wasn't good for her. I'm a bad lover. these things tend to spiral downwards and really affect our inner dialogues about our sexual performance. And if this is happening to you at all, you want to look at it and ask the question, how much power do you want to give this person from your past over your current sex life? And when you frame it that way, often the answer is, well, none at all, actually. I want to be free of that sexual past. Then you need to do the work of getting rid of those sexual demons, those ghosts that haunt you. And we've talked about this in previous podcasts. There are strategies to start changing your thought patterns so those people, those issues from the past don't have as much power over you. But that's the first technique, is to detox your sexual past. The next essential step is to redefine performance. Right in the name of this issue, performance anxiety, we find one of the major problems. This idea that sexual performance for men means getting hard and staying hard, and that should be easy and a no-brainer, and men should be aroused at any little tease of sexuality. And in pornography, this is depicted from this ever-ready, rock-hard penis, most of which are driven by erectile drugs. And we know that within the pornography industry, use of these drugs are rampant. So these are pharmacologically enhanced erections we're seeing. And this sets a really unfair precedent for guys who then think that the measure of how good a guy is in bed is measured by his erection. And this is simply not true on every level.
But it's such a pervasive belief that it's really hard to...
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. To remove from your mental landscape.
This idea of performance.
Yeah, that is what makes you a successful lover.
Well, we need to replace it with a new definition, right?
Don't we? And we think that what makes an incredible sexual experience and what makes a fabulous lover is creating profound pleasure in your lover's body, with your lover, experiencing joy, fun, happiness, orgasm. And all of this is possible without an erection.
Right.
The best way to create orgasm for women is with your hands and with your mouth. And stimulating the clitoris, the G-spot area, the hands and the mouth are best suited for these, for this kind of stimulation. So dive deep into mastering those skills, into feeling really confident about how you can give your lover pleasure that way. And some of the anxiety about how your penis is performing is lessened because you're not as reliant on that.
Right. It's so true. We get thousands of emails a month from people, and so many men are concerned about sustaining erections longer so they can have longer periods of intercourse. We have never received an email from women who want intercourse to go on longer, which I think is just a fascinating thing. This is not to say women don't enjoy intercourse, but the focus of female pleasure is, as you said, clitoral stimulation with your hands and mouth. And if you can master those skills, you never have to worry about maintaining an erection for a certain amount of time again. And lo and behold, with that pressure off, and when you're seeing your partner become so aroused and get really orgasmic through your touch, then a lot of guys experience really deep erections and really long erections because all of that arousal is being generated through these other activities. And then you can go on to have intercourse if you wish, and she's already orgasmic and you are really turned on and hard, and there's not the performance anxiety, there's not that pressure on you because you've already pleasured your woman. And I think this is a formula to really get over this idea of performance, because when you see how much pleasure you can give her with your mouth, with your hands especially, then that takes a lot of the pressure off. And it is this mental pressure. And there is an intricate mechanism by which your mental state of mind and your anxiety affects your penis state of erection and ejaculation. But all you need to know is that the more relaxed you are, the more confident you are, the less you're worrying and in the stress anxiety mode, the better your penis is going to work. So that's the goal, is to approach sex with confidence and ease and make it a game that's fun, that you're playing and enjoying, rather than something that is stressful and causes you anxiety and a lot of worry about, are you good enough? Are you doing this right? Is she enjoying it? So that's the big goal here. And of course, when you want to master these skills, definitely check out our Foreplay Mastery course. All of the skills you need to turn your woman on, to bring her to high states of arousal and orgasm are included in that course, as well as the bonus of the edging technique, the ejaculation control course that you can practice, guys, in your masturbatory life to learn more about your sexual arousal cycles, to separate ejaculation from orgasm so you become multi-orgasmic. All of those skills are also included in the course. So this package is our bestseller for a reason. It's the core package of erotic skills to explore high states of arousal for both of you.
And we made it because we kept getting these questions. We wanted to make this specific online course that solved these issues that are just so common for so many men.
Another step that we encourage couples to take is to redefine the meaning of erections. We often correlate erections with the level of desirability of the partner, and women are trained to believe that if they are sexy, that men will spring to attention and get a rock-hard erection right away, and that their worthiness as a partner is dependent on his erection. And this makes these erectile issues in bed super emotionally charged, and if a guy loses his erection, he goes into shame, and the woman goes into blame and guilt, and this really ugly cycle starts, which then causes a lot of men to avoid sex, because if he's going to be judged so harshly on the state of his erection, it's easier to avoid it altogether. And this is one of the reasons that long-term relationships spiral into sexlessness. And we really encourage you to have a conversation, to clear this attitude, to change your beliefs around this issue. And remember that just like wetness doesn't equal arousal in women, and sometimes you need some lube even if you're super turned on, erection does not equal arousal in men. And sometimes a guy can be totally turned on and fully aroused in his brain, but the penis isn't caught up yet. The penis doesn't correlate with that experience. And so it can't be a personal attack if his erection comes and goes, because this is actually how penises are designed. Erections are designed to come up to attention and then wane a little bit and get a little softer. It's not an on-off switch. It is a spectrum of hardness that's really just about blood flow, after all. That's what makes an erection more or less hard, is the amount of blood captured in the erectile tissue of the penis. And the other piece here is women have just as much erectile tissue that engorges with blood during arousal, but because it's less visible, it's more internal, they're not judged by this, and it's not this sign of how aroused they are. Physiologically, erection is part of arousal for both men and women, but it shouldn't be this
barometer.
The barometer of your arousal, right.
One of the most useful things you can do as a partner to somebody who's experiencing an erection that comes and goes is just not to be fazed by it. To know that you are attractive and sexy and desirable, and that his erection coming and going has nothing to do with that. So feel confident about yourself first. And then it's so important, if an erection disappears for a while, not to create drama around it. Just know that it will come back again at some point and switch activities. Focus on your pleasure. Perhaps encourage him to tend to your orgasm in other ways.
Flip him over and kiss him up and down his back and give him a little bit of touch. And it doesn't have to be all about her pleasures.
It's true. I'm rather prone to that, but
yes.
Right. It can be about his pleasure.
Remember the guy's bodies here.
Of course. But the point is just to change activities, do something else that feels fun and pleasurable to both of you, and don't worry about it, and it will return when it's time. But the key is not to add more emotional upset on top of probably what he's already feeling. So just to include it in your erotic encounter and have it not be a problem.
And have you ever considered giving a blowjob to a soft penis? This kind of approach where you are fully accepting the soft penis and taking it into your mouth and loving it might be really therapeutic for him and might be really healing. And it can be really actually fun to have the soft tissues of a cock inside your mouth and then feel it change as it receives your sensation. And one little point here is the reason hard penises create more pleasure is because that erection pushes the nerve endings up closer to the skin, and so they become more sensitive. But all of those nerve endings are still there when the penis is soft. Sometimes we think about soft penises as if they're like turned off and useless, and we have these words, flaccid, that have a lot of negative connotations. But if we think about the soft penis as just as much capable of pleasure as a hard penis and worthy of your attention and love, then your relationship to his erection totally changes and you're not waiting for him to get hard to get the party started.
It's true. And actually, there are whole sexual practices that are around just having a soft penis inside you and breathing deeply and having that be a whole experience. Some people seek to just do that in their relationships. It's called Kareza. We covered it in episode 103. You can find it in our archives.
At pleasuremechanics.com.
Yes, under the podcast page.
But the point is, soft cocks are also part of sexuality and part of his body and are worthy of your love and attention. And by taking the drama out of whether or not he has a full erection when he's in front of you and you're naked and you're playing together, that attitude shift can work wonders on your sexual relationship. Because again, you're going for fun and pleasure and playfulness and eroticism, and stress and anxiety are the enemies of eroticism. If either one of you has stress or anxiety about the sexual encounter, it's going to exponentially decrease the pleasure you can both feel. So this is one of these attitude shifts that's going to totally change your experience of your sex life together. And it is so worth doing the work to get rid of these myths and embrace attitudes that create the opportunity for so much more connection and pleasure.
So, getting back to what the men can do for themselves, there are practices that you can do to enhance and strengthen your erection and your relationship to it so that you can feel more confident. As Chris talked about earlier, there's an entire bonus guide in our Foreplay Mastery course that leads you through a training program to strengthen your erection and gain control of your ejaculation. And going through that practice can give you more confidence. There is practice. It takes effort, but it's during masturbation, so it's fun practice, yeah. Fun training. But that can be really significant just to ease your mind and make you feel less anxious and know that you have more control over it, so that it's not something that feels like it's happening to you, but that you can interact with and engage with in a more powerful way. So many men these days are masturbating while watching porn at the computer, and their bodies are getting locked into the same position and the stimulation is often the same and visual. And so it can be really great also if you're having performance issues just to put away the computer and try to stimulate your body and your penis without that kind of visual stimulation to reconnect to your body in a more full way.
And while being in different positions, standing up, lying down in the bed. Yes.
Right.
Move in your body.
And that can begin to rewire and retrain your brain and your body to be less dependent on the visual stimulation of porn.
Yeah, and train yourself to sustain high levels of arousal over longer periods of time. Because this is also the pattern that happens that leads to a lot of premature ejaculation, which, just like performance anxiety, refers to the loss of erection due to psychological issues and emotional issues in bed. Premature ejaculation refers to ejaculating before you want to. So the medical condition is very vague. There's no actual number of seconds before you ejaculate that makes you normal or not normal.
Quote unquote.
Right. It's really about, can you sustain an erection and build up arousal and then ejaculate in a way that's convenient for your sex life? It's this very vague diagnosis. And the work here is for you to look at your own sex life and think about Would I be able to build up more arousal and sustain it over time? I've had guys write to me after going through the ejaculation control program who have taken their average duration of masturbation from 1 to 2 minutes to 10 to 20 minutes. And they find that as you build up more arousal over longer periods of time, their orgasms are much more satisfying, they feel more revved up with sexual energy, they feel happier. And this is an issue for so many guys because when you're watching porn online and you're going through clip after clip, often you don't even notice it, but you're ejaculating within a few minutes of starting, and you kind of just rush to get one out, and it creates this frenzy of arousal in your body that explodes really quickly. And you're going to learn instead, when you enroll in this program, to slow down and draw it out and feel full body arousal and stream that erotic energy through your entire system instead of making yourself burst as soon as possible. And then you find when you're in bed, you have this confidence and relaxation about making love that can lead to these much more pleasurable, satisfying experiences. All right.
And we did a great episode on porn and erections. Number 35, our podcast number 35 is Porn Sabotaging Your Relationship, which you can again find over in the podcast archives. Is a good one if that feels relevant for you.
All right. So we've talked about exercising your demons from your sexual past and making sure that no one is sabotaging your current sex life because of cruelty you've experienced in the past. So get rid of those ghosts, redefine what sexual performance means to you in bed and what your actual goals of sex might be. And you'll find that if your goal is to share a lot of pleasure and arousal with your lover, that your erection is not what makes or breaks your experience. You can learn how to really please your lover with your hands in your mouth. And again, check out our Foreplay Mastery course at pleasuremechanics.com when you want to become an erotic Jedi of these skills and always have the strategies to bring your lover to high states of arousal. And you can then practice during masturbation and in your lovemaking to gain more control over your erections and ejaculations and have a new attitude and a new relationship with your erection. And all of these steps will help you as a couple get over performance anxiety and change your definition of what sexual performance is measured by and get rid of that anxiety and replace it with confidence and calm and tons of pleasure.
In our culture, we have this image of good sex that really does involve a hard penis and a woman who's in total surrender and there's simultaneous orgasms happening. And there's this whole image that is
so far from the truth.
Well, and very idealized. And it doesn't have to look like that to have an incredibly successful, fun, fabulous sexual experience. And there's something about unlearning that image and getting that your virility and your power and confidence as a man is not equated with an erect penis. You can be a powerful, sexy, fantastic lover no matter what your penis is doing. And that is important to understand and get into your body.
Absolutely. Amen. Yeah, it's so true because we often talk about the ways our thousands of years of sexual oppression have affected women's sexuality, but they've affected men's sexuality just as much and in some really negative ways. And I think this is one of the ways that shows up. This idea that men are judged by their hard penis causes so much shame and self-hate and guilt in men, and all of the, it's a billion-dollar industry looking to get a harder, bigger penis, when that is not the measure of a good man or a good lover. I've never had any woman say to me that what they remember about their lover is how hard their penis was for how long. This is simply not how women experience men's sexuality, and it's not how men have to judge themselves either. So it's time we move on from this and support men in having a fantastic, ecstatic sexual experience, as you said, no matter what their penis is doing.
So it is so important for you to reimagine what you think incredible sex looks like, that it's about the qualities that are happening in that sex as opposed to a rock-hard, enormous penis and a writhing woman in pleasure. You can access the experience of ecstasy and pleasure and joy, no matter your size, and you can create those experiences for women without an incredibly huge erection.
Indeed.
So go forth and make pleasure.
If you have any experiences with this, we'd love to hear from you and hear what's going on for you in your world. You can always get in touch with us over at pleasuremechanics.com. And while you're there, check out our podcast archive and get on our newsletter for a weekly dose of erotic inspiration delivered straight to your inbox. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.